From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. In Cairo today, thousands remain in the central Tahrir Square and say they will not leave until President Hosni Mubarak steps down. Mubarak says neither he nor his son will run in elections scheduled for September, but he insists on staying in power until then. NPR's Ortiz Garcia Navarro is in Cairo. She says there are efforts underway to end the impasse.
What we know is that there are many negotiations going on right now behind the scenes. We know the United States, the European Union, heavily involved in trying to see what the next step is. However, we do know that the Hosni Mubarak regime remains very entrenched and Hosni Mubarak himself quite defiant. The prime minister came on air today on state television and said that it was unlikely that the president would hand over his powers, even for a temporary period, to someone else, possibly his vice president, Omar Suleiman, because of technical reasons, because of reasons to do with the Constitution. That is unlikely to satisfy the tens of thousands of protesters here in Tahrir Square. They have made one demand the whole way through, which is Hosni Mubarak must step down before these protests stop.
NPR's Ortiz Garcia Navarro reporting from Cairo. There is conflicting information about the cause of today's pipeline explosion in northern Egypt. The head of the country's natural gas company is blaming a gas leak, but a local security official says a bomb was detonated. In any case, there were no injuries, but the resulting fire could be seen for miles. The flow of natural gas to Jordan and Israel was disrupted. A new nuclear arms reduction treaty between the United States and Russia is now formally in effect. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports on a ceremony on the sidelines of the Munich Security Conference.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov made it official when they exchanged ratification papers at the Munich Security Conference. It was here in Munich 2 years ago that Vice President Joe Biden first talked about the need to reset relations with Russia. The arms control treaty was a key part of the administration's effort to do that, as Clinton pointed out.
The New START treaty between the United States and Russia is another example of the kind of clear-eyed cooperation that is in everyone's interests.
The treaty limits each side to 1,550 strategic warheads and restarts a monitoring system. Clinton says the U.S. wants to negotiate with Russia on further cuts, including tactical nuclear weapons. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Munich.
Authorities in Washington State are keeping an eye out for leaking fuel from a fishing boat that sank Thursday night. The Coast Guard says a flyover is planned today. A light sheen in the area around the Olympic Coast National Marine Sanctuary was reported after two flyovers yesterday. The 80-foot boat sank near the northwestern tip of Washington State with some 3,800 gallons of diesel fuel on board. This is NPR News. Former GOP vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin says political leaders in Washington are out of step with the values of former President Ronald Reagan. She says Reagan would not have liked how government is being run today.
President Reagan said, you can't be for big government, big taxes, and big bureaucracy, and still be for the little guy. And that's who's left out in the cold today.
Palin spoke last night at a banquet in Santa Barbara, California, celebrating the 100th anniversary of Reagan's birth. Forecasters expect warmer temperatures in Dallas for tomorrow's Super Bowl, but snow and ice will still be on the ground from yesterday's storm. The storm caused headaches for travelers trying to fly into Dallas for the game. Hundreds of flights were canceled. In western Michigan, the weather's been causing problems for schools. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith reports the roads are fine, but the sidewalks are a mess.
Sarah Stoll shovels a narrow path in front of a vacant home in Grand Rapids.
I think about the little kids, like the little first graders. There's no way they can walk in this stuff. So,
Stoll is a special education teacher at Grand Rapids Public Schools, Michigan's third largest public school district. They've canceled all school activities until Monday. Grand Rapids Mayor George Hartwell says the brown trim two-story bungalow is one of roughly 4,000 vacant homes in the city.
We fully expect the lenders to take care of those properties. They will be cited and ticketed and charged the cost of cleanup if they don't.
People in Grand Rapids are used to heavy snowfall, being less than a half an hour away from Lake Michigan. But even Hartwell admits the storm was more than he expected. For NPR News, I'm Lindsay Smith in Grand Rapids.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for